Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman is faced with a serious situation involving the possible necessity of breaking the law in order to save the lives of two ex-GI victims of a bigoted political machine.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, with school starting, it won't be long before you fellows and girls will be going in for all kinds of school games and activities. And how are you going to show up at your best unless you eat a good breakfast? I mean, now's the time, more than ever, to pack a good bowl of Kellogg's Pep under your belt. Every single dish of Pep gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. And these crisp, delicate golden flakes of Pep taste so downright terrific that you'll want to eat hearty. They're so strictly delicious, they're fun to eat. And for an extra bonus of fun, just take a look inside your next package of Pep for your prize, your surprise prize, because you may find an exciting colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, easy and fun to assemble. There are 7 model planes you can collect. Or you may find one of 24 full-color bird pictures with a description to help you identify each of these birds when you see it. Or your Pep prize might be a bright-colored comic button picturing one of 18 famous characters straight out of the funnies to pin on your beanie cap or your jacket. Yes, all 3 kinds of Pep prizes are super. So ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and look for your prize inside the package.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Superman is face to face with the most difficult decision of his career. In the Metropolis Hospital, seriously wounded and near death, lies Joe Martin, war hero. In the state police jail is Sam Robbins, Joe's lifelong friend and war buddy, who is accused of shooting Joe during a GI demonstration at the state capitol. A demonstration against the governor, whom the veterans charge with practicing racial and religious discrimination in awarding state jobs. In his guise of Clark Kent, Superman has just learned that Joe Martin is asking for Sam, and that the doctor feels that Sam's presence at the bedside might save Joe's life. And so the Man of Steel has had to make a great decision, whether or not to violate the law and free Sam from jail. As we continue now, resolved to make one final effort on the side of law and order, Superman has speaks to State Police Headquarters, where we find him pleading with Sergeant Adams. Listen.
I never asked a favor before, Sergeant, but I'm asking one now in the name of justice and humanity. Parole Sam Robbins in my custody for 1 hour. I'll promise to bring him back.
I can't do it, Superman. We're holding Robbins on an assault warrant. And if Joe Martin dies, Robbins will be held for murder.
You'll be holding an innocent man.
I don't think you know the details of this case.
I know all about it.
And you still think he's innocent?
I'm sure he is. And if you let me take him to the hospital now, I may be able to prove it.
How?
Joe Martin is partially out of his coma, and he's been calling for Sam. The doctor thinks Sam's presence might pull him through the crisis.
Well, if you put it that way...
That's the way it is. Besides, I promised to bring Sam back here within 1 hour. And have you ever heard of Superman breaking his word?
No, of course not. You've been a tremendous help to the police.
Then what do you say?
Okay.
Good boy, Sergeant.
Come on down to the cell block with me.
Right.
Come on, Hogan. Get that cell door open.
There's something wrong with the lock, Sergeant. I've been meaning to report it, but... Drat it. Key broke off in the lock.
Oh, great. Now what do we do? It'll be an hour before we can get a locksmith here.
Just my luck.
Relax, Sam. I'll have you out in a jiffy. Mind if I bend a couple of these bars, Sergeant? I'll bend them back as soon as Sam steps out.
Bend the bars?
Well, yes. Quite simple. See?
Leaping mackerel. Break them iron bars like they was pudding.
Well, come on, Sam. Don't stand there with your mouth open. Move.
Sorry, that trick kind of floored me.
Me too.
Now I'll just bend these bars back like this.
Sam's alive. He did it again.
Okay, let's go, Sam.
Leaving State Police Headquarters, Superman picks Sam Robbins up in his arms. Then, up!
And away!
Leaping high into the air, the Man of Steel rockets across the great city to the Metropolis Hospital, where he sets Sam Robbins down and disappears. A few minutes later, once more in his guise and garb of Clark Kent, he noiselessly enters the room where Joe Martin lies. His voice weak and babbling, Joe speaks to Sam Robbins, who sits at the bedside, tears streaming unashamedly down his cheeks. Dr. Mitchell motions for Kent to approach. A nurse stands by alertly.
You're here, aren't you, Sam? You're here beside me.
Sure, Joe. Sure, I'm right here.
Those Japs and those mortars. I thought you were going to get it that time.
Those nips get me?
Yeah.
What's the matter with you, Joe? You know they haven't got our numbers.
No, I guess not. I guess...
He thinks we're back on Iwo Jima. We got cut off there on the beach, just the two of us. And some Jap mortars had us spotted and were heaving him over. Joe got hit in the leg and he couldn't run, so I... Well, I had to go in after those Japs. Well, it wasn't anything.
Oh, no?
No. Joe thought, sure, I got it, and that's...
Sam!
Yeah? Yes, yeah, Joe, I'm here.
Oh, I'm sleepy. I think I'll take a nap. You'll stick around, won't you?
Yeah, sure. You go to sleep, kid. I'll be right here.
Yeah. Oh.
Doctor!
Doc! Hey. Joe's gone.
No, he's not. He's lost consciousness again, but as a matter of fact, his pulse is stronger than it was before.
Oh, you mean it, Doc? You're not kidding me.
Yes, I mean it. Your visit has helped him tremendously. I can't say for certain yet, but I really think he has a good chance to recover now.
Oh, that's wonderful, Doctor.
He better recover. He better. If he doesn't, I swear I'll get the guy who shot him. I swear I will if I have to come back from the grave to do it.
Easy, Sam. Easy.
I'll have to ask you gentlemen to leave now. I'll take you to the door.
Okay. Come on, Sam.
I know, Mr. Kent. Back to jail.
Yes, but just for a little while.
Yeah, you hope.
As Clark Kent escorts Sam Robbins back to jail, then leaves to resume his search for the unknown person who shot Joe Martin, a much different scene is taking place in the governor's office at the state capitol building. There, immaculately groomed, a fresh pink carnation in his buttonhole, big George Latimer, the state political boss, removes a cigar from his mouth and smiles at Governor Frank Wheeler.
What are you looking so worried about, Frank? Everything's going fine.
Fine? Are you kidding?
No, of course not.
Well, you must be. Have you forgotten that veterans' demonstration here yesterday? Have you forgotten that one of the veterans, Joe Martin, was shot on the Capitol steps?
Of course I haven't forgotten. That's why I say everything's going fine.
I don't understand.
Look, the veterans are a nuisance because they want jobs. We don't want to give them any.
You mean you don't? You handle the patrons.
All right, I don't. Because those jobs are for the party boys. The fellows who get the voters to the poll and get them to vote our way. Those are the fellows who got you elected governor, Frank.
I know. What are you driving at?
Just this. We don't have to worry anymore about the veterans putting up a stink. They fixed themselves yesterday.
Fixed themselves? How?
When Sam Robbins shot Joe Martin. You see, Robbins is a foreigner.
No, he isn't. He's an American citizen. He fought in the war. Even got a couple of decorations.
So what? He's a Jew, isn't he?
Well, yes, but...
To us, he's a foreigner. There were a lot of other veterans at that demonstration. Catholics and hunkies and Italians and Negroes. Dirty foreigners, all of them.
That's not true, George, and you know it.
Of course it's not true. Plenty of suckers believe it, and that's all we care about. So we show them a Jew who shoots his best friend who's a Protestant. That's the kind of guy who wants a state job for himself and for other foreigners like himself.
But Sam Robbins doesn't want a state job.
Plenty of newspapers who think our way, like the Daily Clarion, say Robbins does want a state job. That is the leader of these foreign veteran punks. That makes the job-hunting veterans look bad. We don't have to worry about them anymore. You get it?
Yes, I think I do. It's kind of dirty, George.
Dirty? No, it's just smart politics. Relax, Frank. All your troubles are over.
Yes? What is it, Briggs?
Excuse me, sir, but this telephone message just came from Mr. Latimer.
Party said it was urgent.
Me? Let's have it, Riggs.
Here you are, sir. Will that be all?
Yes, yes, thanks. Good Lord. No.
What is it, George?
Bad news, Frank. Bad news for me and for you.
His florid face paling, Big George Latimer reads the message again, as if hoping his eyes deceived him. What is in the message? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Say, gang, isn't it swell to know that you can collect not just one prize, but 49 different top-notch prizes right in packages of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal? Sure, you'll find a prize in every package. And there are three different kinds of prizes you may find there. For instance, you may find one of 18 different comic strip buttons, each picturing a favorite comic strip character. Or you may find a colored cardboard model of a fighting plane, one of seven exciting plane models in the series. Or you may get a beautiful full-color bird picture from a series of 24, each with a description so that you can make like you're a bird expert from way back. That makes 49 different prizes you can collect. And that's only a part of the fun in Kellogg's Pep. Think of the good eating fun in those crisp whole wheat flakes, all crammed with keen, catchy flavor. I mean, Pep's delicious, a prize in itself. Yes, sir, a dish of Pep the Sunshine cereal is strictly on the terrific side. So speak to Mom about it today. Ask her to get you a supply of Kellogg's Pep from the grocer first thing tomorrow. And remember, look for your prize inside each package of Pep.
Governor Wheeler's office in the state capitol. A message has just been delivered to Big George Latimer, the state political boss. Latimer pales as he reads it.
This is bad news, Frank. Bad news for me and for you.
Well, what is it, George?
In the Metropolis Hospital. I told them to keep me posted on Joe Martin's condition. They say Martin has passed the crisis and should recover.
Well, that's fine. Why do you call it bad news?
You fool. Didn't I just tell you the only way we can get those veteran punks off our necks is by making them look bad?
Why, yes, but, well, they still look bad, don't they? Robbins shot Martin, and even if Martin recovers...
You'll say Robbins didn't shoot him.
But I thought you said you saw him pull a gun and it was found in his house.
So what?
Wait a minute, Ed. Do you mean you didn't see him pull a gun?
What's the difference whether I saw him or not? I said so, didn't I? Everybody believed it. It's bad, Frank. You've got to do something. Do it fast.
But quiet.
Got to think. Yeah. I've got it. Get Briggs in here. Hurry.
His pale, malicious eyes gleaming, Big George Latimer paces the governor's office as he formulates a swift and evil plan to strike against decency. What does he intend to do? And how will it affect our friends? Tomorrow's episode is tense with action and excitement, gang. So don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Hey, gang, here's a winner in your list of famous names. It's Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Kellogg, as in Kellogg shredded wheat. What a treat for breakfast. Plump, tender biscuits of whole wheat, toasted just right. Full of natural nut sweet flavor, too. And are they crisp? And here's what else you get in Kellogg shredded wheat. Grand whole wheat nutrition. Biscuits made to fit the bowl. And 15 biscuits in every package. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg shredded wheat. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.